Okay, good morning. To our Moshiach Matters class, today is exciting because we'll be starting a new parsha. The parsha today that we are going to start, hold on one more second. To be started. Okay. Let's see if this is working. Too much technology for me over here to get this all together, but okay. One is a live phone call, the other is a live video, and the third one is this. Okay. Hopefully this is working. That's working. I don't know what's working, but okay. So this week is very special because we're starting a new parsha, and that's Parshas Toldos. And let's take a look. Parshas Toldos is a Kulei Mashiach, very, very, very powerful. And today we're not going to get far. We're just going to get into the first letter of Parshas Toldos. Mamish, the first letter of Parshas Toldos. And the Torah opens up with a vav. Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, and these are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchak, that Avraham Avinu gave birth. That Avraham Avinu gave birth to Yitzchak. So I think this is the first parsha in from Chumash, from the beginning till here. If we take a look. Bereishis Noach. Now Noach begins with Eile Toldos Noach. Yeah. Lech Lecha, no. Vayera begins with a vav. Okay, so it's not the first parsha to begin with a vav. I had this thought, but it's not the first parsha to begin with a vav. But now the parsha begins with Eile Toldos Yitzchak. These are the descendants of Yitzchak. And it says, Ve'ele, which means, and these are. And there's a very, 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 very deep secret to this vav that's right over here at the beginning. The Chazal tell us that every time you have a vav, whenever it says ve'ele, so the vav comes to be an addition to what was said before. And these are, as opposed to ele toldos, these are. Now we're saying, and these are. So the and these are means it's an addition. Ve'ela, the words the sages use, ve'ela moisif ala rishonim. That when it says ve'ela, it comes to add on the previous. So the question over here is, what's the connection of, what is the connection of what was before to what is now? That we should say, ela these are, ve'ela and these are. In a sense, you can't connect what says in this parsha to what was stated before, because earlier the last thing we spoke about in the end of Chayesara was we spoke about the descendants of Yishmael, which are wicked. Now we're talking about the descendants of Yitzchak, which even though there is a wicked side there, which is Esav, but there is also there's also Yaakov and his children. So how can we continue to the Toldos Yishmael, to the descendants of Yishmael, the descendants of Yitzchak? How can we include Yaakov as a continuation to the wicked people that we had in last parsha? See, in last parsha it says, Ve'ele Toldos Yishmael, and these are the descendants of Yishmael, and the end of Chayesara, but that's not a question. Because over there it's a continuation. Yishmael is a continuation to the children of Keturah, which aren't necessarily the greatest tzaddikim. But when you're getting over here to Toldos Yishmael, so Yishmael connects to the previous children. Now when you get to Toldos Yitzchak, Yitzchak is not necessarily a continuation, unless we're saying it refers to Esav. So the Medrash does say that. It's not a Medrash here, it's a Medrash in Parshas Mishpatim, And the Parshas Mishpatim, when it begins, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, and these are the laws, the Medrash says wherever it says Ve'ela, it comes to add on the previous. And the Medrash asks, what's with Ve'ela told us Yitzchak? How can we continue Yitzchak onto Avram, onto Yishma, when we have Yaakov? So the Medrash says no. When it says Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, it is not referring to Yaakov, it's only referring to Esav. In other words, the reason why the descendants of Yitzchak are a continuation to the descendants and the offspring that are mentioned in last week's parsha is because within Yitzchak, Toldos Yitzchak is referring to Esav, and Yaakov is not included. To prove that Yaakov is not included in the word Toldos, in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so the Medrash says, because the fact that when you look at the word Toldos is missing a vav. It spells Toldos Tuf, Vav, Lamnid, Dalid, Suf. Now, between the Dalid and the Suf, there should have and could have been a Vav. We find sometimes Toldos in the Torah spelled with a Vav. Actually, we find Toldos spelled with a Vav 2 times in the Torah. Toldos Mole, Toldos Full. The first time is in Bereishis, where it says, "Ela toldei shamayim va'aretz." These are the chronicles of heaven and earth. It says toldeis with a vav. And another time, when Yehuda was having a grandchild, Peretz was born. Not a grandchild; it was a son. When Yehuda was having children from Tamar, the two twins were born. Again, it says toldeis full. So you see that sometimes toldos says full. Over here, it should have said toldos full with an extra vav, not omitting the vav, including an extra vav, as we're going to see in a moment, if we would have been referring to Yaakov. But since we're not referring to Yaakov, that's why it doesn't say a vav in the word toldos. Toldos is lacking because Yaakov is not included. So that would mean that the main toldos of this parsha is Esav, which is really shocking. Because how can we say that toldos Yitzchak, the descendants of Yitzchak, is primarily Esav and omit Yaakov? But this will explain the situation with the two vavs in the beginning of toldos. One extra vav and one omitted vav. The extra vav is the ve'ela, and these are. The and from the vav of the word ve'ela, and these are. That's an extra vav, which can only be explained if we connect Esav to the toldos Yitzchak, the offspring of Yitzchak, to the toldos, to the offspring of Yishmael that are mentioned in last week's parsha. That's why there is an extra vav. But then it must be referring only to Esav, which will explain why the word toldos is omitted of vav. Because the reason why the vav is missing is because we're not including Yaakov. It's trying to tell us that we're the offspring of Yitzchak, we're not counting all the offspring. We're omitting someone. We're omitting the vav. So that would be according to the Medrash. It would leave us, however, puzzled, because it would leave us with the major question is, why in the world would you be omitting Yaakov from toldos Yitzchak? It doesn't seem to make any sense to omit Yaakov from Toldos Yitzchak. That would be very strange. Now, by the way, just to add to this, the Medrash says that why do we find that Toldos is said 2 times? Always it's without a vav. It's only 2 times that it's with a vav. So why would we recommend that had the Medrash not been intending to explicitly remove Yaakov from this word, it should have been with a vav? Why should it have been with a vav if all the toldoses are without a vav, besides two? In other words, the rule of thumb is usually toldos is without a vav. We only find 2 times that it's with a vav. Yet the Medrash seems to imply that over here, if Yaakov would have been included, it should have been with a vav. The fact that it's lacking the vav is a sign that Yaakov is intentionally omitted. But why is that? Because let's take a look at the 2 times where the vav is mentioned. The two times where we have a vav is in the story of creation and in the story of Peretz being born to Yehuda. And the reason is because the vav means a particular presence of the divine. And when the word toldos is with a vav, it means that the world is in its completed state. The world is in a very, very holy, godly state. So when God created the world, there was no angel of death yet operating in the world. There was no klipa in the world. The world was created in a perfect state. Olam al miluyoy nivra. The world was created on a perfect state. And because the world was created in its perfected state, there is a vav there. There is a hamshacha. There is a divine presence. We once discussed that vav is number 6, and it represents the 6 powerful things that were there in creation that we don't have today. Things that were removed after the sin of the tree of knowledge. Those 6 things were, for example, eternal life. We said before, the malach hamavis isn't here. Also, the light shining from a human being. Powerful, powerful lights that were shining from every human being that we don't have today. Or the height, Adam Arishon being very tall, and that height that the human was taken away. The taste of the fruits, certain things were taken away. All that is all derivative from a lack of divinity within the world. So only when the world was perfect, which was when? When was the world perfect? When God created it. After that, it right away became messed up, and the divine presence withdrew from the world, and it's not going to be returned until the angel of death and the power of Tum is removed from the earth, which is in the days of Mashiach. So we have one Toldos representing perfection at the beginning before the world collapsed, and we have another Toldos referring to Mashiach, which is at the end of days, that is going to bring the world back to its perfect state. Not only that, but even greater than it was before. That's why the toldos by Mashiach is also toldos with a vav. Okay. Because Peretz is the grandfather of Mashiach. When Peretz is born, is in the descendants of Yehuda, Peretz is going to be the Zeda of David HaMelech. So that's the beginning of Mashiach's neshama in the world, who is going to do a tikkun on the toldos and is going to refill the toldos with the vav, with the divine presence. And that's Mashiach Tzidkenu. So that's why these. Now we'll understand why the Medrash felt that had Yaakov been included over here in toldos Yitzchak, this toldos should have had a vav. Why? Because Yaakov has also the neshama of Mashiach. Yaakov is the father of Yehuda, and Yehuda is the father of Peretz. So included in Yaakov is, of course, Peretz, is Yehuda, Peretz, David HaMelech, and eventually Mashiach. So had Yaakov been included in the toldos, it should have been toldos with a vav, toldos Yitzchak. The fact that in this place, where we would have expected to see the vav, we don't have the vav, is a sign that Yaakov is not in this family photograph. He's not here. It's only Esav. It just leads us with the question, why is Esav? Why would you make Yitzchak's toldos be Esav and not Yaakov? So this is what the Or HaTorah, the Tzemach Tzedek, brings the Medrash, and he doesn't like the Pirush of the Medrash because of this question. And another, he adds another question. According to this, two things. First of all, the word toldos is lacking Yaakov. And toldos Yitzchak should be lacking Yaakov, it seems to be senseless. The other problem over here, according to this, the vav that's right at the beginning of the word ve'ela, and these are, vav always comes to make an addition. But what kind of an addition are we making over here? We're making really an addition that's essentially a subtraction. Because we're adding on more wicked people into the world. There was wickedness last week, Yishmael and his descendants, and now we're adding on the wickedness of Esav and his descendants. So the ve'ela, the vav that's mosif, that's adding, is adding more toxic material to the world, which isn't good. So why in the world? So the ve'ela, the vav that's mosif, is not being mosif anything good. It's being mosif in the negative. It's not being mosif in the positive. And the ve'ela that's being mosif, that's adding, has to be in the positive. Therefore, he prefers the Pirush of the Ma'or Enayim, Rav Nachum of Chernobyl. He brings the Pirush of Rav Nachum of Chernobyl, and he says, I prefer his Pirush, because according to this, we understand the Ve'ela includes Yaakov, and it's actually an addition, a positive addition. But before I go to him, I would like to present a Pirush that's a little simpler, and then we'll get to the latter Pirush. There is a Pirush from Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital, chief student of the Arizal, in his Sefer Eitz Hadas Tov. So in his Sefer Eitz Hadas Tov, he says that the Vav of Ve'ela is coming to be Mosif, is coming to be adding, but he asks a question, how can we be adding tzaddikim to the Rishayim, to the wickeds that were mentioned in last week's parsha? And he says that the addition over here is not meant adding on to represent the idea that these are on the same category. But the addition that's mentioned over here to connect this week's parsha to last week's parsha is because someone might have a very, very big question. When we know that Avram has two sons, Yishmael and Yitzchak, Yitzchak and Yishmael, these are his two sons. We read in last week's parsha, in the end of Chayasara, that Yishmael produces 12 princes, 12 families are his descendants. Powerful, strong Yishmael. Then we read Yitzchak, and Yitzchak has twins. One of them we're not that proud of. And all we're left with is really one, which is Yaakov. So Yaakov has to fend off these 12 powerful princes of Yishmael. So it almost comes to say that there isn't a fair balance over here between the holy and the unholy. How can it be that Avram's descendants, from Yishmael, there are so many, and from Yitzchak? Now, the question, many or less, God, the Jewish people have always been few. The Ebishter says about the Jewish people, Ka'atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, you're few. But even though we're few, we are few and little, we're little in quantity, but we make up for the quantity in quality. So for example, the fact that the Jewish people were 70 people when they went down to Egypt, which means our core nation is made up of 70 souls. So those 70 souls, one Jew, each one can take on an entire one of the 70 nations. So the Jew has the power, we have it within us. But over here, we have nothing to counter the 12 of Yishmael, 12 powers of Yishmael. So one can actually wonder, Yitzchak is only one. It's one against 12. So that's why the Pasuk adds above to tell you that the Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, that these are the descendants of Yitzchak. Look at Yaakov, but Yaakov is not one, because Yaakov is going to produce the 12. In other words, by connecting it to Yishmael, it's telling you that just like over there, the connection, the similarity, obviously can't be in the righteousness, because Yishmael is wicked and Yaakov is righteous. So if we're connecting them and we're lumping them together, there must be some other commonality that they have. What's the commonality? What's the similarity of Yishmael and Yaakov, Yishmael's descendants? They're both 12. Because Yaakov has 12 Shvatim. And the 12 Shvatim are corresponding to Yishmael's 12 princes. But there is a major difference, he says. The Yishmael's children are called Nasiim, 12 princes, a Nasi, a prince. But Nasiim also means clouds. Yishmael's 12 tribes, which turn into the entire world of Islam, and that power that's in the world until Mashiach comes, that power is built on 12 clouds. The Jewish people that are compared to the 12 tribes of Israel, the Reb Chaim Vital says, they're not clouds. They are the 12 constellations. They are the 12 directions. You have six, but then now each, there is a line that connects. It's called the Yud Gimel, Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsen. When you take a diagonal connector, so you really have all of space, and you have up and down, and the four directions, and the drawing the lines, which you end up with 12 lines. Those are the 12 Shvatim, and the 12 constellations. Corresponding to that, you have 12 clouds. And the idea over here is clouds, we know, are not permanent. Clouds are in the sky. They can make a lot of darkness. They can be very threatening. Now we're having these big clouds coming from Hurricane Irma and the other clouds that are coming in, which can be very, very, very threatening. But all it needs is a good wind to blow the clouds away. And it doesn't have any substance. Not only that, these are not even rain clouds. He brings an interesting idea that there is a pasuk where it says, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, it says, kinesiyim kala, like the clouds, it's a pasuk in Mishle, like the clouds, they will disperse, the geshem ayin, the ruach through a wind comes and he disperses the cloud. And the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Mishle, I think in Perek Chav Dalet, I don't have the Mishle in front of me. And it says, the geshem ayin, and there is no rain. Which means that they don't even have rain to them. What does that mean? We find by Yishmael that when Yishmael needed water, when he was a boy, and he was expelled when Avram sent Yishmael out, and Yishmael was in a dire situation, and God decided to judge him based on his now, Hashem showed Hagar a spring. That means that when he got water from the earth. He didn't get water from the heavens. Because he didn't deserve that lofty gift called water from the heavens. The Geshem, waters from the heavens, was not for Yishmael. So even though he deserved water, it was water from the earth, not water from heaven. Not Geshem and Hashemayim. So they're showing on the weakness. In other words, even though these 12 Nesiim seem to be so powerful, so strong, they've been creating such tension in the world for who knows how long, yet all it needs is the Ruach of Mashiach, the spirit of Mashiach that's compared to a wind that will disperse all those clouds away and gone away. They're not here, they're dispersed, they're gone. That's the Vav of the Eile Toldos Yitzchak, that it's continuation. Don't be threatened by the massive families of Yishmael, of Islam, that's here at the end of days, because you know the Yaakov also produces 12. Yaakov produces 12 tribes, which have all the power to take down the 12 of Esav. That's the Vav over here, the Eile Toldos. So according to this, the Toldos too, not only did we just redeem the Vav, that the Vav is not adding bad, the Vav is adding a counter power to counter the wickedness. We're adding on to before, but we're adding on a power to fight the wickedness that was before. It also is changing the nature of the word toldos, because according to him, the toldos is referring to Yaakov and his children. So toldos Yitzchak is positive toldos. Okay, this is it. Now let's go back to what the Tzemach Tzedek says in bringing the Pirush of the Reb Nachum of Chernobyl. And he says, it's gevaldik, something really, really good. He says, whenever it says Vav, and Vav means an addition, it's because the addition that is being added on right now is the addition of Birur Hanitzutzus. Right now, up till now, we had Avram in the world, which is holiness. Avram is a Merkava. He's a chariot for Kedusha, for holiness. He reveals holiness. He's the one that sets up. He's the one who establishes, so to speak, a base in this world for holiness, for Kedusha. He reveals the godliness that's already within creation. Avram Avinu is Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. He's revealing the realms of Kedusha that have never been revealed in this world. Avram is revealing it. Then we're going to have Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is also going to continue in Avram's path, and also create a Merkava, a chariot, for the other side of God, for the side of God's discipline, for Gevura to show itself in this world. So people can now serve Hashem with love, people can now serve Hashem with fear, and the love and the fear are established, which creates perfect presence for the Eibishter to be revealed, for the Tzad HaKadusha, for the side of holiness, to have a footage, to have grounding in this world. Fine. But then there is something else. There is also what we call the Lo'umazeh, the other side. Now the other side is what conflicts with holiness. Now from the perspective of Avram and Yitzchak, we can establish Kedusha in this world, and that can serve as a power to fight the unholy, to eliminate the unholy, to destroy the unholy, but not to rectify the unholy. So we don't have the ability yet to sublimate that which is unholy and that which is on the other side and bring that into Kedusha. The power to sublimate the unholy is only going to be introduced into the world when Yaakov comes into the world. Yaakov, we know he's the source of birurim, of the idea of being doing a birur in that which is unholy and making the unholy become included into Kedusha. That's called Haysafa, that's adding on. In other words, Avram and Yitzchak, they are revealing what is holy. They are uncovering the Kedusha that's in the world. But the real added light that comes from the world only comes when we can take things that are unholy, dark, and klipa, convert them to Kedusha, birur ha'olam, rectification of the world. That adds a hisafa. That's an addition. That's a powerful addition that increases holiness, not a little bit. It increases holiness exponentially. Why? Because we know that the sparks that are in the negative and that are in the unholy come from the world of tohu. And the kedusha that we have, the manifest holiness in the world, comes from the world of tikkun. Tikkun and tohu, as we discussed many times, tikkun has very limited lights. Because the initial system of Toyu was that there were a lot of light and the vessels couldn't handle the light, and that's why they shattered and they broke. Then Hashem re-emanated vessels, containers, which are broad containers, and the energies that are flowing are commensurate with these containers, but it's far, 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 far less. It's not as potent, it's not as powerful. So Kedusha is very limited. The Nitzutzei Kedusha, the sparks of holiness that are embedded in that which is dark, which are unholy, that's why it's such a dark, and that's why it's so powerful, the unholy, because they have sparks from the world of Toyu. Now, as long as we're not elevating them, then Kedusha remains limited. The real addition to holiness comes when we can release those sparks that are in the realms of the unholy and include them into Kedusha, into holiness. That creates a Haysafa, that's an addition. And that's what's happening. We're going to say, and that's Yaakov. Where do we see that in Yaakov? We find an interesting thing about Yaakov is that Yaakov's life is completely related to this increase, going into the unholy and increasing. Because we find that Yaakov, Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov leaves. And Avram's life, Avram and Yitzchak, we don't find them that much dealing with the world and trying to sublimate and change. Now, you might ask a question. Yeah, I'm going to say. By Avram Avinu, we find that Avram Avinu was in influencing people. He was being Magayar Gerim. He was converting people tachas kanfei hashchina. Right? We find that by Avram Avinu. We find that when Hashem made Avram have the bris milah, That Avram now became, he enabled Avram Avinu to be, we spoke about this many times, to be an attraction, to attract sparks of holiness, and these are the converts. That's why after his Mila, they added an extra hey to Avram's name. The extra hey means he's now a father of nations. He's not just a father of the Jewish people, he's a father of nations. But here's an interesting thing. We see an interesting idea. He doesn't say this, but I'm just speculating, and this is probably what he means, that Avram's gerim didn't last. Because we know that all those who converted to Avram Avinu to faith, they fell away because we don't have them. It's only the children of Yaakov who became the father of the Jewish people that remained the carriers of monotheism and belief in one God in the world. So it's not Avram kind of, his chesed light is very powerful that inspires many people. But it doesn't essential. We'll see soon why. There's a very deep idea behind this. Avram creates an inspiration and an attraction that maybe attracts, but as fast as they're inspired and they're attracted, they're in and out. They don't stay around. Avram doesn't have the ability to elevate, to take from the unholy and to convert to Kedusha. Yitzchak doesn't either have that ability. We don't find that. Yaakov Avinu's avoda was he went down to the house of Lavan. And when he went down to the house of Lavan, what did he do? He converted Lavan's wealth and they became his wealth. All of his sheep. Lavan was crying, the sheep is mine, everything you own is mine, your children are mine. And he was right. These are all sparks of holiness that came from Kalipa, from the unholy, and Yaakov transformed them and brought them in. Another interesting thing you see, the difference between Avram and Yaakov. Avram marries a non-Jewish woman, Hagar, and what happens? And he loses her. In other words, she produces to him a child, but that child is Yishmael. That child remains Klippa. That child remains the unholy, remains on the other side. Yitzchak, too, has a child, Esav, and Esav, Yatsa Mimenu, Esav. Esav comes out of him, which means he remains Klippa, again, the unholy. Yaakov is the one who marries all these girls of Lavan, and they become Jewish, they become the and his children are the descendants, which means the conversion of that which is unholy into Kedusha in a permanent way. Rectification of the unholy. That power is Dafka through Yaakov, and that's why we find that the son of Yaakov, who Yaakov loves so much, is Yosef, which we know that Yosef too leads the Jewish people down into Egypt, into the exile. Egypt is the source of all the Galiyos, and we know the reason we go to Galus. So it's interesting. Galus is something that begins with Yaakov. Yaakov went to exile. And then his son, by Haran. Then his son Yosef also goes to exile into Mitzrayim. Leads the Jewish people into an exile. That exile is the source for all the other four exiles, which we know that whole avodah of going into Galus is in order to elevate the sparks of holiness that are in the exile. So Yosef is called from the word hoisafa, added, to add. And what does Yosef add? Yosef Hashem li bein acher. The addition that Yosef gives, the way Chassidus explains it, is not just that there should be another son, but Yosef's addition is that he takes a stranger, he takes acher, someone that's estranged from holiness, the Elohim acherim, the other side, the otherness, and he converts it into a son, means he makes them be a children of God as well. Yosef, and what does that do? Yosef, that adds an addition, it makes an addition. So therefore, when Yaakov is being born, and what does Rashi say in the moment on Ve'ela Toldos? Yaakov said, Rashi says, what does Toldos mean? Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim be'parsha. Yaakov and Esav that are stated in the parsha. What does that mean, Yaakov and Esav? Because really you can ask a question. How does Esav consider Toldos Yitzchak? Yaakov is Toldos Yitzchak, but Esav is called Toldos Yitzchak, and the answer is, once Yaakov is going to be done through with rectifying Esav, Esav too can be told as Yitzchak. Understand? What's happening is like this. Rashi says Yaakov and Esav that are stated in the parasha. What does that mean? It means as follows. Esav is a wicked son, and he creates an entire world of wickedness. But eventually Yaakov is going to fix Esav. To judge the world of Esav. That means that throughout this long exile, which we only are able to do in the Koach of Yaakov that we got, to do Birur HaNitzutzes, to do rectification of sparks, that Esav himself has a tikkun. So that's what Rashi means. Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. That's the hoisafa. That's why the Reb Nachum of Chernobyl says that's why the Vav, Ve'ele, and these are Toldos Yitzchak, the Vav HaMoisef, we're adding a Vav. This Vav is the addition of the powerful lights of Tohu that are going to come into the world and fill the world with such brightness, with such light. And all that light is coming into the world as a result of Yaakov. That means until now we didn't have the Vav.
Until now we had Kedusha, but without the conversion of the other side into Kedusha. We were dealing only with the realm of holy. We didn't have the ability to convert the unholy into holy. So we didn't have the Haysafa. Now we know that usually if you say Haysafa, in addition, in human terms, you know, when a person gets a salary, there is a salary. And then you give a bonus. The bonus is always less than the salary. It's an additional thing. But by God, it says, by him, when he gives a bonus, the Haysafa is much more than the Iker, than what is there on its own. Which means like this, holiness on its own is limited. When you convert the unholy into holy, then it becomes infinite and boundless. And that's the real Haysafa. That's why Mashiach also is born from who? From a Moabite. It's also a conversion. It's when you take the other side and convert it. And that's why Dafko over here, that Rav Nachum says, V'eleh, when the Eleh, when you have Moisif, we're being Moisif, is adding Ala Rishonim. The adding on the more means, it's adding to Avram and to Yitzchak's Kedusha by adding incredible light. And what's that? The bearer of Esav. Yitzchak is Mevarer Esav. He does a, not Yitzchak, Yaakov does a tikkun in Esav. That's why we see that Yaakov had to dress himself in Esav's clothing to receive the blessing so that eventually he can fix Esav by helping his brother Esav rehabilitate. And the Rebbe says also, interesting, that Yaakov also fixes Yishmael. In other words, Avram and Yitzchak both created in their offspring unholiness. Avram creates the world of Yishmael. Avram creates Islam. Yitzchak created Christianity and all of its unholiness. Eventually, I don't say created, they emerged from Yitzchak. And this emerged from Avram. Yaakov does a tikkun in both, in his uncle Yishmael and in his brother Esav. And when we do a tikkun in that, and that includes all 70 nations, because 35 nations are Yishmael, and 35 nations are Esav. And this is the split. So Yaakov does a bearer in all the 70 nations. Through this, he increases holiness infinitely, and that's the Vav. Vav means an addition, that which Yaakov is making an addition. Now, what's the power of Yaakov to make a bearer that Avram and Yitzchak don't have? Yaakov is MS. Yaakov is truth. And when you reveal truth, Yaakov is Torah. So first of all, you see that Torah is the power to rectify. Torah is the power to transform. Avram doesn't have Torah. Avram has inspiration. You see, Avram Avinu is serving Hashem with chesed. So Avram Avinu is revealing godliness, revealing godliness. No. When you reveal godliness, in other words, the Zohar says an interesting thing, that the Vav, the letter Vav, da ois emes, that's the letter of truth. Vav is truth. And that's why Yaakov is associated with the Vav. That's why we find in the Torah that sometimes Yaakov is spelled with a Vav. The Vav is the letter of truth. It represents MS, truth. Avram is chesed, a lot of light. Now let's understand something, important idea. You can reveal that God is awesome, he's kind, he's powerful, he's so good, and he created the world, and he's such a kind God, and you can reveal all of that, and you can inspire people, but not necessarily people will change, will be impressed by that and transformed by that. Yeah, no, fine. Yitzchak can come and reveal the might and the power and the strength of the Eibishter, and that can do wow. It might scare people to a certain degree, but doesn't necessarily transform. What does Yaakov add? Yaakov is not speaking. Yaakov is inyan teferes, which is MS, truth, the middle. Yaakov is not describing God as this great light and power of goodness. He's not describing God as this great, powerful, akela, gadol or hagibor. Yaakov is saying one thing,
God is reality. God is truth. God is. The Eibishter is the Emes. He is the Emes of everything. If God is the Emes, then he's the Emes. Then everything. If you reveal the Emes of the Eibishter, not the qualities of God, but the truth of God. As long as we're speaking about Hashem as this entity of this or of that, I can either accept it or not, inspire and not be inspired by it. You can scare me, you can excite me, but that's about it. If you see a person, and that person makes you realize the das, what's das? Das is emes. Das is that I suddenly have the das, which means the awareness, that the Eibishter is real. And if God is real, then he is the true power in all of existence, and there's none but him. Klipa, it says, thrives without das. Klipa can't have das. Klipa can have ideas about Hashem. They can have that Hashem is great and awesome and this, but that God is truth that they don't have. The das they're lacking. So when Yaakov comes and Yaakov brings us the das of Eibishter, Yaakov brings in the vav, Yaakov brings in the emes, Yaakov brings Torah into the world, which Torah is emes, that can take the klipa, can take even the unholy and convert it to kedusha. So to translate that into just something simple, I think, I'm grasping with something, with dealing with something, a hard idea, but to try to like be mamcheshit one idea, which I thought, is as follows. You know, you can live your life and try to have inspiration. Inspiration by learning and learning some chassidus, learning something over here, inspire yourself through this and inspire yourself through that. And all of that keeps you inspired, keeps you enlivened, keeps you energized. But what really is hammering in godliness into your life and making is not the inspiration, but the actual observance of the Torah, the actual halacha, the actual, because what's halacha? Halacha means what? The Eibishter is real. The Eibishter is a fact. He's a fact. What's a fact? The fact is, it's Shabbos today. I'm inspired, I'm not inspired. I like it, I don't like it. It's a fact. It's a fact that there is that today is Shabbos. It's a fact that this has to be kosher and I can't eat not kosher. It's a fact that I need to do so and so. This is real. This is reality. And when you have reality, that in other words, that impacts us in a much, much pneumiastic way, even though it's not as exciting. You need Avram, you need Yitzchak, you need the fear, the awe, but that's all just experiences. Yaakov is Emes, this is it. This is Torah, this is Halacha. And when Jews live in this world according to Halacha, that's one thing Christianity doesn't have and Islam doesn't have. What they don't have is they have a lot of hoo-ha about God. But they don't have a life like a Jew lives, where every aspect of his life is absolutely governed by clear halacha of what God, according to how you act and what you do, according to the Eibishter's will and desire. That is only there in Yaakov, which is Emes, the Ois Emes. So when you bring Yaakov in, which is the letter Vav, which is that Emes, that gives the ability, Kalipa has to melt, the unholy has to melt for that. And we transform the unholy into Kedusha. That brings us this extra powerful illumination from the infinite lights of Toyu. And those lights go all the way down. And they manifest on earth. And then we have Mashiach. So in that first Vav of the word Ve'ela, we have Yaakov. Yaakov is Torah, Emes, Truth, Das. When that is brought into the world, Moiseth, we've added on so much more than what was here before. And we, Be'ezus Hashem, the tikkun of Esav and Yishmael was done already. Now it's time already for the real Toldos Yitzchak to rise, and Yaakov and all the nations in the world will recognize the greatness and the elevated holiness of the Jewish people and be so excited to give us Eretz Yisrael, so excited to be able to be part of the Jewish experience. It will be their honor and their privilege. And we see that now, and now.